to do. This is like, I just wanted to put this lesson right, throw this out here. They give you some thought. That's why I only put it out there a couple of hours or so ago. The question being, are Christians, now listen to the question. There's no trick here. I know y'all, some of y'all, especially Digger Spitz, think I might be giving y'all a trick, but I'm not. Are Christians the only ones expected to confess their sins? Now, even the word Christian, like I said, I'm not, there's no trick here. Christians, believers, followers of Christ, whatever way you want to interpret that is fine. There's no trick here, but that's the question. Are Christians the only ones expected to confess their sins? Now, if you want to go in a direction, if I wanted to point you in any direction, I would say this. What is the purpose of confessing your sin? That could be like a sub topic question. What is the purpose of confessing your sin? Having said that, I've said enough. I'd like to hear from y'all.
Well,
Yeah.
everyone, I've seen different religions. Well, we've seen different religions where, like, the Catholics got to go and they're supposed to confess of their sins. We have the Buddhists where they get down, everybody confess of their sins. So basically, it appears to me that everyone, if they're in some type of religion, needs to confess their sins. But as a Christian, we know that we need to confess our sins because it's part of what it's our makeup to keep, that we confess our sins so that we can be, stay connected with the Lord because it's a healing, restored. It's a commitment and we need to do it, because it says so in was it? I gave you no, I had to get one scripture out of there for you.
How you feel, brother?
Hey,
Good to
you see
see
me?
you. Yes, good to see you.
Oh, amen. I told my wife one of these days I'm gonna hook up with y'all and we're gonna get it on.
All right, all right.
Okay, so
Okay.
that's what I believe. So go ahead.
Anybody else? Y'all want to
All
comment
right.
on what Advantage said, or bring you on?
I believe in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I think confessing your sin is very important because from that you can experience forgiveness. And then also, it's like you claim ownership for what you do, So it's very important for us to confess our sin because it's restoration and it restores our relationship back to God. So that's a vital piece in connection with the Lord. You have to confess, you have to own up for what you did so God then can forgive you and then you move forward in restoration and relationship.
Okay, that sounds good. Anybody want to comment?
I mean, I agree with our brother and evangelist. Only thing as far as like other people confessing, like I don't even know if that even matters to us. I mean, and I'm not saying that in a condescending or a weird way, but at the end of the day, like if we are believers, right? I don't really care what's going on with them now, but what's happening is what I do care about is my presentation of the gospel when I present it to them so that they can. Of course, we love a conversion, but so that they can accept Christ, man. That's my main concern with them. But do I think that other religions are doing it? Yeah, I mean, I see that that's a thing in other religions, But at the end of the day, and then that goes into effect of okay, if I'm concerned with other religions confessing their sins, evidently I must be concerned with, or I may not be concerned, or I'm cool with the way that they conduct themselves as far as the way that they worship. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm concerned about them confessing their sins, I just look at it like, evidently like what they're doing is cool. So me, I don't really, and I'm not saying I don't care, and I don't mean that in a negative way. But like if they do that, they do. But my main concern is how, like, and like I agree with evangelist and brother. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. So I believe that for us, we have to have the right standing. So when we stand in front of somebody else, we can present the gospel in a way that like they can promote the conversion, or they can promote them accepting Christ. So at the end of the day, if they do that, they do whoop, that's good for them, but that's really not a concern, I would think, of mine.
Well,
But I do like.
if they're not a believer and they confessing, they just confessing to the air or
Why
to
would
their
it be
belief,
that?
because they're not going and yeah, I mean you they, well they say it's confess with thine mouth, believe in thy heart that thou shalt be saved. So if they're confessing like that to become a Christian, then it's a good. But if they just confessing to the wall or the tree is their God, they is going just in midair.
Now, if I would just push back just a tad bit, you said Buddhist, you said Catholicism, you brought up other stuff. Now, only reason why I'm saying I'm not saying that those ways are getting to God. Now, we know what the scriptures said for us. You know, the
Right.
only way to get to the Father is through Christ. Now, we believe that, but now this is because this is what we've been believing. But imagine dealing with people who've been brought up in their way all the time. Yeah, I mean, that's all they know. So it's going to be a hard sell, possibly. I'm not saying to get them to convert, but it's like they've been doing it their whole life. So them can just saying, I'm not saying to them, it's not confessing just to anything. This is confessing to God in their minds. You
Right.
understand? So I'm just saying, like, we should focus more on our presentation and how we present the gospel through not just word, but how we conduct our lives, so that I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna be done. One of my pastor friends, he said this to me. He said, listen, instead of always looking for a conversion, just teach people Christ right where they are. Because sometimes the conversion not going to happen with our conversation.
Right.
But if you teach Christ, I don't care if they're Muslim, I don't care if it is Hindu, but if you teach Christ right where they are, you know, like the scripture says, some plant, some water, you know, but it's God that yields the increase. If we do what we're supposed to do, I believe the increase will come.
Amen. 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 Anybody else? Good.
Well,
Yes. Who? Wait a minute.
I know what
I
God.
heard. Namely, was that you? Yeah, I forgot to
Yes.
be you.
I believe as Christians we should confess, because I believe confession is like admitting that we have committed a sin. I feel like some people, when they don't, they only confess when they get caught. So if they don't get caught, they don't confess nothing because they don't think nobody's fallen. But we as Christians know that God sees everything, so we need to confess what we did so we can be forgiven, because that's going to be counted against us at judgment. Like, I know it's all this that you did. You only confessed to the stuff that you got caught with, but here's the stuff that you didn't get caught with. So we need to confess and get all that out. But I believe people who aren't believers, they're not gonna confess no way, because they don't think they're doing anything wrong in the first place. It's like, if I don't believe in that, and what am I confessing for? I believe that the lifestyle I'm living is right, so I don't need to confess to anything. And as far as like the other religions go, it's like, especially like Catholics and stuff like that, like you're confessing to a man who has to confess himself. So you really haven't confessed to God. You confess to a man who at judgment day is also going to have to confess. So that's not going to get you anywhere. You need to go to God and confess to him your sins.
Okay, Deacon Smith, I see you wanted to say something. Go ahead, bro.
Well, I'm trying to get a grip on confession, because we have true confession and we have just natural confession. I see that we're talking about both, where if somebody confessing in different, cultures or whatever, it's not going to really reach God, because it's not confessing to for your sins, like what Jesus tells us. So, and like even with Joel Osteen, he's staying away from sin because the people in there is not confessing, because once they are hit with sin, then they have to confess, and then that's where you get that restoration and that grace. You reap the reward of true confession. So a lot of people is not really for it, even in other relations. They're not really connected to God because they're not really getting that true grace and that mercy. And God are moving them on forward in the relationship with them. Because I know that, like, if we confess our sin, that word if is a condition. If we do this, that God will do that. It's mandatory that we true confession come from God. But I noticed that that word if condition, sometimes they do the blame game. They don't want to confess because they blame other people. or other things going on. But I'm still trying to work with this, but I still see that confession in its truest nature brings a grace and restoration. That's on Christian. That's on our side as believers. Now we know that the other side, they're like she said, you're going into a booth and you're confessing to another person that he have to confess. So it's this is a good topic to deal with, but I think you is a centerpiece to it, and is an outer piece, like is a natural piece, but is a centerpiece, that goes with that.
Okay, well, Deacon Smith has had his hand up for a while. Deacon Smith, yes.
All right. Only thing I would say was, how many of us have ever converted from another religion to Christianity? Does have anybody of us in here converted from something else to Christianity? Because we're talking in blanket statements, right? And it's like, and this is something I know. And I part of the reason why many people aren't converting is because, and I'm not saying any of us are really doing it, but I feel like as Christians, we do it in a way that's so subtly cocky and arrogant to the point where, and first of all, we should have a confidence in who we worship. We worship the Lord, and according to what we know, it's the right thing, right? Now, but what I'm saying, I would just ask you to step out of your box because for a second and just understand that some people, they are doing the right thing in their mindset. They are doing the right thing. So, and what we're doing is the wrong thing. You understand? I'm talking about from their perspective of religion. We're wrong. If you look at some Muslims, we consider it a kufar because we're unbelievers. We're not believers. We don't believe like they believe. So it's some things that we're doing wrong in their sight. So when we start talking and we start talking in a way like, oh yeah, them, and guess what? It is a difference between us. I'm not saying it's not. I'm not disagreeing with you, brother. There is the other side. But I want us to understand that when we talking so heavy and kind of cocky like that, it's like, that the compassion goes for kind of like where they are, maybe. I don't know. It just seemed like that because it's like, I don't know. It just seemed like it's a lot of times as Christians, we talk with this, we talking down to other religions, We talk down about them. And it's like, if I was on the other side, I wouldn't want to hear what you had to say anymore, how sometimes we talking down. You understand what I'm saying? Or maybe I'm talking.
I think I follow you, D. We've talked about
Yeah, I
this in
do
past.
too.
Digger Moose, I'm sorry, I don't want to. Yeah, you've been waiting.
No. All I was going to say was that we hit a lot of topics here, and one topic that we can all agree on is that with repentance, it coincides with confession, because a lot of people hitting on both of those, and that's cool, and I'm with that. But my verse here that go along with confession and repentance is James 5:16. James 5:16 reads, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The weight of us having an ought with somebody, or somebody did an ought to us, and not confronting them in a Christian way, saying, "Look, you offended me," or whatever. It might say, "I'm sorry, I probably didn't know I did it." You never know. And like the sister said, Naomi, at Judgment Day, the Lord got a book called Remembrance, and it is not for him. It's for those of us who think they can't remember what they did wrong when they know what they did wrong. And we all fit in that category one way or another, consciously, subconsciously. But as Brother Deacon Ron said, come from another faith. Well, I can't say coming from another faith. I can say coming from a non-believer. I didn't accept Christ until later on in years. And from a non-believer to a believer, I find Christianity to be the one with the less fallacies of my research in doctrines of spiritualism or faith or religious aspect to me.
Oh, I see. This is interesting. I've heard one thing in common with everybody. Everybody gravitated straight to confessing to the Lord. Okay? And but I'm going to bring some things out. Well, we raised the question, are Christians the only ones expected to confess their sin? That was our key question. And we said, as we mentioned, maybe a sub topic underneath that is, what is the purpose of confessing your sin? Now, understand something. When we talk about sin, okay, a lot of us believers, we start getting right into what we call religious sins, fornicating, adultery, blasphemy, lasciviousness, and debauchery, and such, 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 such. That's where a lot of us tend to go to. But understand something. Sin is the same as doing what the what disobeying the law. Let me put it in its very simplest terms.
Omission.
Now, for the believer, we talked about the laws of the Word of God, going beyond the Ten Commandments of God. There's so many laws in the scripture. I'm not talking about the Deuteronomical laws, the Levitical laws. There's plenty in here. You know, don't do. But what I want you to understand is this. There's several reasons, I believe, why people need to the purpose of confessing your sin. They were mostly all of them were mentioned. One, don't overlook the obvious, to relieve the feeling of guilt. People confess their sins to relieve their feeling of guilt. Now, I'm not talking about, hear me well. I didn't say Christians do this. I said people. I know exactly what I'm saying. I want you to follow what I'm saying here. Okay, people do this to relieve their feeling of guilt. They've done something wrong and they feel guilty about it. But a question you might want to ask yourself is that, well, what, wait a minute, what's making me feel guilty? Is it a moral reason? As I believe, Naomi mentioned, I feel guilty because I got caught, and now I've been exposed in my guilt, and I know it was illegal. I got caught. Oh yeah, I was only doing 40 miles an hour. They said, oh yeah, that's true, but it's a 25 mile an hour zone. So I'm wrong. Or as I see me about to be caught, I'm speeding and I hear the siren and I realize, oh shucks, I done been caught. They get ready to catch me. All of these different feelings. Now I'm feeling bad because I'm about to be caught or I've been caught. I mean, that's an obvious, natural reason. But I want you to keep that, all of this, I want you to keep in the back of your mind. I'm gonna show you how these all work together. Now, we feel, people feel a purpose, okay, a reason for confessing their sin because they try to find somebody will help you feel, to help you feel justified in what you did. I mean, what you let, come on, think about this. How many times have we done something we know it's wrong, but we want to find a good reason for why we did it? The world has a nice way of putting it. Your end justifies your means. Because I know that these children, maybe I saw some children outside, they're hungry. I may not have any money on me now. Okay. But I'm gonna go inside this store, swipe some food, whether it be bread or whatever, or get a bag. I might even get a bag full of groceries. Get a bag full, take it to the counter, and run out the store with it, knowing I ain't had no money to begin with. But because I feel as though I'm doing it for a good cause, these children are living on the street. Might be a family living on the street, and they need food. Now I'll look for people to say, yeah, what you did was okay. What you did was right. That was a good thing. That was a blessed thing. You'll find folks that will say that. Okay? So a lot of times we confess these sins, because we feel guilty or because we want somebody to try to agree with us on what we've done, to justify help us justify our sin. Okay? Yeah, I know that was another man's wife. I know that was another woman's husband, but we couldn't help it. We really love each other. It doesn't matter yet what I just did was adultery,
Mercy.
but we love each other. We could not
Mercy.
help it. So I'm looking for other people. I'll talk to other people. He said, well, and what did the world say? The heart wants what the heart wants. You can't help. No. These are reasons why a lot of people confess, to try to get somebody to be in agreement with them, to co-sign what they're doing. And also, which was mentioned also, a third reason, we confess that our sins because we're looking for absolution. We want to confess our sins, looking for absolution. People go to the priest. They go to the confessional so that the priest can say, okay, you do five Hail Marys, 10 Hail Moseses, and all that there, and everything is okay. So that we're confessing, we do that, and then leave there, and maybe not even go an hour out of the confessional box and do something else, or maybe do the same thing. We feel as though as long as we keep going on and confessing it, and somebody gives us absolution, we're all right. That's what we feel. We feel that we've gotten absolution. Those that do that, whatever religion that go that way. But something I don't want you to, and I'm going to just say this, and then I'm going to give you, I'm only going to give you three scriptures. Matter of fact, I'm only going to have to give you one, because two of the scriptures that I wanted to give you've already gave. And that's all right. Fourth thing, I want you to get this. Now watch this. To a follower of Jesus Christ, you know God is not pleased with what you did. This is the reason why you confess. And you hope that he will forgive you. Now watch this. You do something wrong. You disobey your father, uncle, grandpa, whoever it is that's raising you, a good friend in the family, whatever male figure, even female, figure that's raising you. You know what you did was something they told you not to do. Or you didn't do something they told you to do. And you got, going back to what Naomi said, maybe you got caught. Or maybe it really weighs on you because you can hear them in your head saying, I want you to do such and such and such. Yes, ma'am, I'll do it. Yes, sir, I'll do it. All right, Uncle, I'll get it done. All right, Pop, I'll do this here. Time to went by. You got outside, got to play with the guys and jumping rope or whatever you're doing with the girls doing it. And when you look up, here come mom or dad for work. Oh, shucks, I never did do what I was told to do. And you want to try to either run and try to get it done, or if you can't get it done, mom, dad, I'm sorry, I didn't do such. Or you try some kind of way. Well, you hope that they will forgive you, so you might just fess up to it, but you still understand that there's going to be a punishment involved. Now, why am I saying this? I say four things very quickly on purpose, and the fifth thing that I do want to point out, and then I'm going to give you exactly where I'm coming with this. Another purpose for confessing sin, another reason, is because the Word of God tells you to for a believer. You may not have any other reason why you confess except the Word of God tells you. Now, I said those quickly. I'm going to take my time with these next three things because these are the verses, two of the verses that you already gave out. I think, Brother Sharp, you said so. 1 John 1:9. That's what you came out with. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. And I'm reading from the NIV, and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Now I want you to get this. Get what he's saying to you here. One, it's a condition if we confess our sins. If you confess them, okay, don't forget this. Why would you keep this word confess deep in your head for a reason? It's gonna come back. Watch this. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. So we confess them. Now, if you confess them, don't wait till you get caught. Maybe now, okay, the Holy Spirit is dealing with you for a believer. The Holy Spirit is dealing with you with it. For somebody in the world, but they want to say just their conscience is dealing with
Holy
them.
Spirit.
Okay?
Holy Spirit.
That's what they'll say. But okay, but the word says if we confess him, he is faithful. Who is he? The Lord. God, he is faithful and just and just and will forgive us our sins. He said, well, that's good. I'm glad I'm forgiven. But he didn't stop there. And purify us from all unrighteousness. What does this mean? This may be something that you constantly do. It's a terrible habit. You need to be delivered from it. You need to be healed from it. You confess it to the Lord. He will do that for you. You can be, you say, well, I'm a chronic liar. I'm a chronic thief. Yes, I know I'm a womanizer. I know I'm a man stealer. No, you confess that. You confess that to the Lord. Not only will he forgive you from it, he'll purify you from that, heal you from that, deliver you from that. That's a reason why for a believer, why one reason for us, why we confess our sins. Because 1 John 1:9. Another verse that was given, James 5:16, I think Deacon Moses, I can't remember who gave it, but somebody did. Okay? Therefore, now watch this. Now everybody mentioned confess your sin to the Lord, but look what the word says. Confess your sins to each other. Now, yes, it's important to confess to the Lord, but look at what he says here. I didn't write this. James 5:16. Therefore, confess your sins to each other. I'm sharing this with you. Brother Moses. I stole that money. Yes, I did. She went in the back to get them shoes. I asked her about some shoes. She said, oh, I had to pay right there in the back. And when she went in the back, I went in that cash box. I went in that register. Yes, I did. She never knew it. She never knew I did it. Yeah, I did it. I see you, Dick Smith. I'll get to you. Okay. But it weighed on me so bad. And I'm not looking for absolution. I'm not looking for you to okay what I did, Brother Sharp. I'm not looking for you to do that. But it's weighing on me heavy. I'm sharing it with you. I'm confessing it to you. Okay? Now, but watch this. Confess your sins to each other. Watch what else he says to do. And pray for each other. Mm-hmm. And pray for each other. Well, it goes right back to what we just said. This may be something that I do. Mm-hmm. I got that spirit of theft in me. Of still, no, mm-hmm. let's pray that you get delivered from this. So we pray mm-hmm. for each other, okay? Why? So that you may be healed. So that mm-hmm. you may be healed, okay? And then, Deacon Moses, I mean, you read this, I believe. Yeah, and then why? Because the prayer of a righteous person is powerful mm-hmm. and effective. In King James, it says the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous available. I believe that's what it says in the King James. But y'all know what it says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one last thing I want to share with you. Only one last verse. That's all. Proverbs, the 28th chapter and the 13th verse.
13th verse.
That's yep. all I'm going to share from the NIV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proverbs 28:13. Matter of fact, I don't so anybody find it before you find it, read it. Read it like aloud if you will. Whoever finds it, just go ahead and read it.
I had it written down.
Oh, sure enough.
I sure did.
All right, you can read it if you will. If not, I'll read it. I don't have a problem.
I can read it.
Go ahead, read it. Read it.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy.
It almost speaks for itself. And I'm reading from the NIV. If anybody else has it, you can read it. If not, let me read this. Read, listen, with the same thing you just read.
It says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsaketh them shall have mercy.
There we go. We got that. But now the way mine reads is like this. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper. But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Now I want you to get this. Don't overlook this. He said finds mercy. Why do I need to find mercy if I confess my sin? Anybody help me with that? Why do I need it?
Because we're going to do something again. We need mercy to get in. We need forgiveness. Oh, Lord, yes.
Need mercy to restore your relationship with God, to keep that relationship going
You
and to
could be.
receiving grace.
Okay, well, it's not like. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Digger Mose. And I
But,
see you, Digger
I mean,
Smith. I'm gonna come to you.
in this one verse, it's telling you human nature. Human nature to a lot of people is to cover up the dirt we did. Cover it up. I don't want nobody to know what I done did wrong. And that's what the verse right there tell you. It's human nature.
But don't the scriptures say that his mercies is new each day? So that tells that we're going to do something wrong, that we're going to need him again, because it says that, confessions of omission and commission.
I agree. I agree. I
Okay, well,
agree.
not couldn't you not dismiss what you're saying, Deacon Smith? You've been chomping at the bit for a minute. Yeah, go ahead,
Okay, so.
go ahead.
Oh no, I wasn't. I couldn't type because I was driving. Like when you was
Yeah,
going
yeah.
over the other screen, it's just that when you said, the confession. It was a lot of things. So I'm just saying. So what brings the healing? The confession to you? If I say I stole the cookies out the cookie jar, I'm healed by that, or is it the prayers of the righteous?
Well, neither you want me. You want to? Well, I'm not going to answer that. Anybody else want to speak on that first? Yeah, Digamos.
Well, then we
Well,
didn't we just read
yeah, the
didn't
word
we
of
just
God is.
didn't we just read didn't we
Yeah,
just
the
read
word
the
of God
scripture
is.
right
Wait a
here?
minute, I got two of y'all. Digamos
All right, go
first,
ahead.
then Brother Chubb, you go ahead. Go ahead.
All right,
No, Deacon Sharp was right. The word of God is true to itself. It tells you, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. It specifically tells you that. When you're healed, you're healed from the burden of carrying that weight of whatever the wrong was you did. Could have killed somebody, could have lied, could have cheated on your wife or your husband. It's a myriad of things. You could have been out there pimping, could have been out there prostituting, whatever it was.
Okay.
But you turn away from that. Go
So we
ahead,
noticed it. Oh, I'm sorry.
brother. I'm gonna come right back to you, Dick, and I know what you're waiting for, because your question hasn't been answered yet. Go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Sharp.
Yeah, but did the scripture say right here what it said that you just read? Whosoever confesses and forsake them shall have mercy. So I guess if you look at it backwards, whosoever, if you don't forsake it or you don't confess it, are you going to still have mercy? Because this is
Mercy.
God's word. He's taking for the opposite. He's telling you that you have to forsake it and you have to confess it, then turn away from it. Then you will have mercy. If you don't do that, you're not going to get no mercy. This is what the scripture
Mercy.
said.
I hear you.
Ain't that what the word said?
Yeah, that's what it is. It was right there in the book. But Dick Smith, go ahead. Go ahead. I know you wanted to say something else because.
I mean, I know that the healing is coming from the Lord, man. I understand that, but like, I wasn't even hearing the other verse, because I was trying to type while I was driving. No, I'm never going against the word of God, man. I understand what's saying. But when it says confess your sins, you pray that you will be healed. I understand that the thing is just the confession ain't bringing the healing, man. I think y'all getting twisted this thing. Oh yeah, just confession is now. It's the right thing to do. The scripture says it's the right thing to do. But what's going to bring the healing is a repentant heart. And matter of fact, I'm not even sure of that. It's just the word of God says if you faithful and if you confess, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and
Yeah.
restore you back to that righteous.
I knew
Okay.
that's why I didn't say anything. I knew you would get right there. This, see, it's
Yeah.
not the confession. Let me tell you something. Reverend Thompson said, I told we mentioned this a little while ago, and Reverend Thompson said this years ago, and I remember looking on the faces of some of the members that were in the church when he made this statement. When people talk about prayer changes things. Everybody, we've been saying that for years. And I remember him saying, he said, prayer don't change nothing. And I remember everybody looked at each other, but the Reverend Thompson was crazy. But when you think, but think about this. See, it's not just the prayer, see, that changes it. God does the changing. We know that. And we a lot of us say, well, we knew that. But when you imagine you said this to somebody who doesn't know the Lord, and you just go around saying, because see, what if they ask you this question? When all of those false prophets were praying, Always get a mix. Elijah, I always get a mix. And
Elijah.
he prayed and told them to pray and to water down the 800, them 800 false prophets. Okay, pray. Well, weren't they praying? And what
They
happened?
thought they
No, they weren't praying, but they were not praying to the Most High God. That
No.
makes God makes the
Not
difference.
with a pure heart.
No, they were not praying to God. They were praying to their gods, and nothing happened. But so Reverend Thompson made it clear. He didn't just leave it hanging out there in the air. He said, "No, it's not the prayer. Don't y'all get things twisted. It's not your words. It's not my words. It's not the prayer. But when you talk to God, and God hears your prayer and answers your prayer, He does what needs to be done."
All the time.
Yes, that's what. Now, going back to this Proverbs, let me say something that I didn't hear anybody say, and this is what I was waiting to hear. Now, watch this. Whoever conceals their sins does not. Well, let's get right to it. But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Now, I said, don't let that word get by you. Ask yourself a question. I've renounced my sin. I've confessed my sin. Why do I need mercy?
Because
Now think before you answer. Think again. Think one more second now. Because,
I
yeah, go ahead, D.
oh no, I'm
I
sorry.
know you're driving. Huh?
I didn't want to. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut you off. I apologize for that.
No, you're all right. Go ahead. I don't want you to lose your thought.
Oh no, I was just saying you need mercy because you're going to get punished.
There you go.
You're
That's
going to
that
get punished.
you hit the nail on the head. We mentioned that a few minutes ago. Just because the Lord forgives you, you disobey Him, there is still somebody said
Now
something
it's over.
about being whipped with many stripes or being whipped with few. Did I read that in the book?
Oh yeah.
But you're going to get some stripes when you disobeyed your mother, your father, or whoever. They said, "Okay, baby, I forgive you, but you still had to be punished.
Amen.
You still had to be punished. So, if you're going to punish me, have mercy. You need
That's all
mercy. That's why you
I
need mercy. You did wrong.
I tell
You
God,
confessed it.
I get
Yeah."
the
And you know what? Y'all might get me, but even being punishment is a part of grace. God uses that. It's still a part of mercy when you whoop on our behind.
But I want mercy, though. I'd rather give, Lord, give me the 10 strength, give me 10 whipping, 10 hits. Don't give me 50 like you were going to. Give me 10, give me 5. You know, but don't give me all that I deserve. I don't want what I deserve. I want mercy. Am I right? I said,
So
we're being just.
that's a powerful topic because we look at all of the prophets and the men of God. They had to be chastised at one point because God loved them, But yeah, that mercy is there for us. Is an
Yes,
awesome thing.
yes. God is, see, we know that God is a God of love, but He is not a God to be played with.
I'm
He is
sorry.
not. Now you can ask
Especially
some,
his
and
own.
we can ask Moses. We can ask, who can we ask? He know, Moses, yeah, I
Angel
told
voice.
you, Moses, this is what to speak to the rock.
Yeah.
People, y'all get on my nerves. He at the rock. Oh, you said
That's a good lesson.
stay here. I told y'all to leave this terrible city and don't look back. But what Lot's wife do?
He had to look back.
She did
God
it.
is
She did it.
not to be played with. He's a God of love. I'm letting y'all live this before I destroy it. Only thing I told you to look back, you know what's back there, what you're looking back for. You just left that. Yes, Lord, I need mercy. That's why I'm confessing, Lord, that you have mercy. David knew what God told him was going to happen.
Because of his mercies, we are not consumed.
See. Yes, the Lord told us a few things in these few passages. One, we confess to each other. Two, we confess to him. Okay? We know that's what he tells us to. And our reasons why we're confessing to each other. Brother, I'm confessing to you because you're a brother of like faith. I need prayer. I need you for us to pray together. It's effective. It's going to be effective if we both pray together. You know how to pray. I need help. I can't help myself. I see something shiny. I see something sitting there. I know it ain't mine, but I feel like I got to have it. I need to take it. I'm a thief. I like to lie. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
You just hit the nail on the head. You say, pray to one another. We hear that. But then I was waiting for, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much.
What you talking
That's who you're
about?
praying to. That's who you're
Yeah.
praying to. Those that are stable and have fortified, knowing that foundation, their prayer availeth much.
That's right. And that's what he says of a righteous way. You're right. We have to emphasize that. Because everybody, okay, I'm not going to go there. That's going to open up another discussion. Okay. I know that. But everybody, who says, oh, let me stop. Okay, listen, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man. That's what King James says. Right here, he says what? The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. Now, don't get things twisted. If God says, I'm going down straight street, pray as much as you want. Lord, come down my street. He said, I'm going down straight street. That's where he's going. But because they see, watch something. What did he say would happen to David's child, this child from Bathsheba? He's going to die.
You don't die.
David prayed, fasted,
That
but it didn't change God's mind. God said this was going to happen.
you
Now we know
don't
David, all that he did, he was still what, Moses? A man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
He was still a man after God's own heart.
Yeah.
He told him, listen, you did this stuff here. The sword is not going to leave from your house. And we know, we look and see what happened to David. The terrible things happened in his household. God,
Yeah.
listen.
Who is his
Listen, the word
son
is
took over
true. What does he say? God gave us fair warning. He said, what? Be not deceived. Don't be tricked. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a
kingdom?
man soweth,
That's
that
true.
shall he also reap.
Mercy.
God is not to be played with.
Amen.
Okay? He has given us sound instruction. Now, does this mean, I'm gonna say this because I don't want to leave nobody hanging out there. Does this mean? And I think the answer part, Deacon Smith partly said this here. Does this mean because I confess my sin, everything is all right? No.
No.
Does it mean because I tell God that I ain't gonna do it no more? Does that make everything all right?
No.
God has to move. He has to move. And he said, you do this, and you need to be healed. In the new NIV, what it say, you need to be purified. You need to be delivered from this thing. Because you're a liar. You're a thief. You're an alcoholic. You're a drug addict. You're a womanizer. You're a man stealer. You're this. You're that. You need to be healed from this thing. You need to be delivered from this thing. You come to me. Confess it to me, the Lord is saying. Bring Evangelist Sharp with you. Bring Sister Naomi with you. I need some righteous people with me so we can pray. People that know me. People that's walking the way I told them to walk. You need to surround yourself with these brethren so that you can, and when they call on me, I'm going to hear you. Don't think I'm not going to hear you, but not only am I going to hear you, I'm going to heal you. And not only am I going to heal you, I'm going to deliver you. That's what purify in this formless terms mean. I'm going to deliver you from this. It's not going to be there. So, Are
That's
Christians the
another.
only ones expected to confess? They said, he said, well, wait a minute. We've been talking about believers all this time, and I'm gonna let this go. I'm not gonna hold you with this. Okay? Because again, in Proverbs, you can ask yourself a question. Was he talking to believers when he said, whoever conceals their sins does not prosper? But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Now you can ask yourself a question. Well, maybe the writer was just referring to saved people, that he was addressing them. Well, you can ask yourself that question, but I'm going to say it this way, because the question was, are Christians the only ones expected to confess their sins? No. Because that goes right back to 1 John, doesn't it? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and
If
will
we
forgive us. And if we go further into 1 John, okay, he that what? If you confess your sins, and he that believe, this leads right into salvation.
He said he don't have no sins to make himself a liar,
Yes.
something like that.
Yes. You lie, you and not the truth, and do not the truth. And you try to make God's word a lie. So no. And you put it easier, Brother Sean. You did it in the beginning. If you own up to it, confess it. This is what we're talking about. You own it up. He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. In other words, yes, he will heal you. It's not just talking about the sin of adultery, no, of what these common sins. He's talking about you need to be saved. You need to be born again. And this will happen. Any questions, comments?
Some good stuff. Thank you.
I think we could have gone deeper into this if we wanted to. That's why I moved into my first four
It
points quickly. I didn't want to try to hold y'all hostage. But I'm thankful, and grateful each and everyone that has shown. If there are no more questions or comments, somebody want to close us out in prayer? Anyone? Okay, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be able to come together and look into your word to find things old, find things new. But most of all, Lord, we are praying that you have granted us the wisdom and understanding to be able to rightly divide your word, that it'll be food for our souls, edification in our Christian living. We thank you, each and every family represented. But Lord, we just thank you so much for your precious Holy Spirit leading us, guiding us, directing us in the way of truth. And now, Lord, we depart from this meeting right here in this fashion. We pray, Lord, that you continue to be with us, watching over us, Lord, watching over our homes, watching over our families, allowing us, Heavenly Father, to continue walking in the way you would have us to walk. For this we do pray in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Hi, Naomi.